to go and dig those holes.
We're doing, we're singing. Y'all know nothing about that.
Watch me.
Watch me.
Come on, come on.
Prove myself.
Dig it up, dig it. Dig it up, dig it up.
What's up, guys? I am not Hunter. I am Nikki Smooches. And today is a day at the end of December of 2022. And here we are.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Do the rest.
I don't remember the rest.
I don't do the intro.
That's Hunter's thing.
There's one rule, and it's I don't do the intro.
So, modified intro today.
Listen, so me and Hunter, we're on a slight break.
Hunter is.
Hunter's drunk in the villages right now.
Is that what it's called?
You know the old people community in Florida?
So anywhere south of Jacksonville?
No, like that, the old people community. It's called the villages, and it's like...
It's like Boca Raton or something?
No, it's where every person in the world goes to retire. It's like Golf Cart Central. It's a city of like golf carts and old people.
I'm guessing it's by like the Tampa area.
I think so, yes.
Because... Okay. Fiance's parents just got a place down there.
In the villages?
Yeah, they drove down there today, actually.
They drove down to their village.
They started their drive.
Their pueblo.
It's not a village, but...
Dude, listen, the villages isn't... I'm going to pull it up.
All right.
The villages is also not a village. It is... I think it's the largest per capita STD place in the planet. Like,
because of the old people?
It's all old people who are just fucking.
Jesus.
This is the villages. It's all the same exact condo, just... Yeah, here we.
It's like a college campus for the elderly.
Yeah, and there's just golf carts. It's Hunter's here right now, drunk.
He's that little man right there in the pond.
We took a little break. We've been giving you some sweet, sweet content from Plunging for a Cause, which great success. Nikki Smooches, did you tune in at all?
I did. Yeah, I was actually tuned in like the midnight to two range.
Oh,
I kept waking up every like,
a night owl. You turned over. Yeah, you saw. What was my name? Fuck. Moon, you saw Moon Boy in
Moon
his potions.
Boy, yes. I'm not a D&D guy, so I didn't really know what's
you
going
turned
on.
Over, you're like, I have no idea what's happening.
So but put Riley me back keeps, to sleep.
Yeah, Riley keeps talking in this voice about potions, and now I'm back sleeping again.
Just a bunch of Game of Thrones voices.
Pretty much. I was just Moon Boy. But yeah, Hunter's drunk in the villages right now. We pulled some episodes from the live stream, so shout out to the Keep Up. Tim from the Keep Up is one of my favorite people ever, so I'm glad he could help out with that. They didn't help out. They just did the lives. Like, I just ripped the episode.
They helped an hour.
Yeah. And you heard Mark Erickson from Special Olympics New Hampshire, if you listened to two episodes ago. Figured we'd give you some fresh content. Hunter's still on vacation. I'm still mildly on vacation. But, you know, the 24 hours took a lot out of us this year. The holiday season approached.
Fast as ever, dude.
As fast as unbelievable. The live stream snuck up on us.
Well, was it a week earlier than usual?
It was. We did it on New Year's Eve last year.
Okay, so that might be.
We
did
round, it earlier so. A couple years ago too, but it snuck up on us. We might test January next year. Once people
like
are done
January?
Spending money, or maybe mid January.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Once people are done spending all that money, like
because the plunge is early February.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
So
make it a little closer.
We might test around with that, just to see. But yeah, we raised our current number right now, as of this moment, I think was like $12,770 raised.
Solid.
Once again, just much higher than the previous years. So thank you to everyone who donated. We'll do a full recap on that when we get Hunt back in studio. We get everybody back in studio. But we came here to tear today, Nikki Smooches.
Hell yeah.
I had one thing for us to do, just to give the people some fresh... Just to hear that we're alive, some fresh content. And boy, oh boy, did I get derailed. We do have a tier coming for you people. But just before we came down to record, we're having our friend's Christmas party right after this.
Post-Christmas
party with our friend, our fantasy league, all the high school homies. And the one hosting goes, all right, I'm getting the pizza. Five cheese, two hamburgers sound good for everybody? And I started laughing, being like, that's absurd. Five cheese, two beef is absurd. And much to my surprise, it started getting thumbs ups.
I was one of those thumbs up.
You were one of, I was shocked. I was appalled when I saw you.
I can defend my case after.
You can. You have a good defense.
Reasonable, yeah.
One of the other ones who had a good defense was Bin Bin, but also he doesn't. And you'll hear why when I get there.
Okay.
Five cheese, two beef for seven pizzas for a
elite tier team name for fantasy.
Oh, listen. Five cheese, two beef. Five cheese, two hamburg.
Two.
Bananas order. Just bonkers. And I nobody said anything. I went, five cheese? And no one said anything.
Five.
So then I started thinking, like, am I nuts for thinking this is an insane pizza order? So naturally, I started texting every single person I know.
He reached out for some support.
I reached out for a lot. Well, at this point, I was curious because then it got my mind wondering. I was like, is this wrong?
Am I the problem?
It feels wrong. Five cheese, two beef.
Wow, cheese.
Five cheese, two hamburg feels wrong at its core.
Being someone because, who like, can't eat beef, I was like, eh, whatever.
Can you eat pork?
No.
Okay.
Which is weird because it's white meat, but whatever.
Yeah, okay. So that's one of my qualms. Qualm one, far too many cheese. You can't go wrong with cheese. Sure. You get more cheese than everything else. Sure. Okay. Five cheese is too much.
I do think double cheese to whatever other type of pizza you have is fine. So if you got like four cheese and two pepperoni, whatever. Like,
I think the max ratio of cheese is 50%. I don't even know if I agree with that.
So like one extra pie? So like
I think
three
it's,
cheese, two roni kind of thing?
I think it's whatever the split is plus one is the correct cheese ratio.
Okay. Because it's like a good buffer for anyone. Like,
correct.
Anyone will eat
Anybody
cheese,
can so. Eat the cheese. The cheese is the best. I'd say it's probably the best cold leftover pizza.
Any pizza leftover is great.
Yes, but anything. Like cheese in its cold state is very versatile.
That's true.
Five cheese is too much cheese. Now, do you know when five cheese isn't too much cheese? When you're ordering 15 pizzas.
That's a okay. Yeah,
that is not.
Then you get like five pepperoni and like five of
four pepperoni. The other split plus one. You got.
I like how you're sticking with your logic here. I appreciate it. Consistency, man.
It's too much cheese. Now my next problem.
He's building it up,
dude. Two beef of all the other topics. Two beef.
I feel like chicken would be better than beef, personally.
Or listen, if so. His whole point on the split, he said five cheese, two beef, so Joe can eat it. Joe, you know, is a Muslim. He can't eat pork.
Right.
Joe can eat cheese pizza. He can eat one of the five cheese.
He can have all five cheese
pizzas.
He
can have all five of the cheese or two of the two beefs.
Two beef.
Well, so if you're getting two beef for Joe, what about for me? What's my...
How come you don't accommodate everyone else?
Yeah, where's my accommodation? I like banana peppers and bacon. Where's the banana? Do you want to know why I don't expect that? Because it's an obscure pizza order, and that's fine. Now,
banana,
my problem,
pepper and bacon?
That my problem isn't actually with the pizza order here for the party. I'm fine. I'm fine with receiving free pizza.
Right.
Well, I Venmo'd a little. But I'm fine with... I'll never complain about receiving pizza.
No.
But... the people not seeing this as hilarious had me concerned, so I did do some research.
See, I thought your initial comment was like, you're getting five cheese? That's a lot of cheese.
That is part of it.
I thought it was just like the sheer amount. You were like, whoa.
Not the order itself. Well, to be fair, yeah, there's like maybe 20 of us. Seven pizzas probably is too many pizzas.
That's what I was
thinking. Probably too many pizzas.
Is it too many?
You think it's not enough?
Each person gets
six
three slices?
Cheese? That's, yeah, because there's going to be some people who don't.
I know, but three times, let's call it 15, that's 45 slices. What, eight slices in a large?
Yep.
So eight times
45.
Seven is what?
45.
Is it 45?
Nope.
It's 56, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, so. I mean.
That's, I think the pizza part's fine. I think the distribution is what is so off.
It's also an odd number of
pies. Also, like.
Seven.
Why are you all in on beef? Do you hate pepperoni?
Well, that's pork.
Okay.
Joe, oh, I got it. You can have the cheese.
But you got Joe's.
I know what you mean. I think it's like if he wanted to have something else, he could have the beef, not just the cheese.
Correct. But now I'm only forced to cheese.
You cheese and dog?
I have to be. I'm going to put some. I might spice it up.
Some hot sauce?
I might make a little smoky pizza.
Aren't those just fucking Vienna sausages?
They're just Vienna sausages.
Gross.
All right. So because of I reached out to a lot of people here. I sent a text that just said straight up, if ordering 7 pizzas for a party, what's your pizza topping distribution?
I also wouldn't get 7. I would get 6 or 8. I'm an even number kind of guy.
An even number. Okay. Well, we went 7. So I'm going to start. What's your perfect distribution? If you're just the host, you're trying to accommodate. Yeah,
okay. So I would go.
Because that's also part of it. It is not. The 5 cheese, 2 beef is not an accommodating order.
I'd probably go 3 cheese.
Okay.
2 Roni. So what, 5?
That's 5. You got 2 left.
Maybe like if someone was like a vegetarian and like wanted a vegetarian piece, I have to know like the
That's
crowd.
The cheese.
Okay, fair enough.
It's back to the bin dilemma. Do we need to get them another pizza?
Then I probably do. I like Hawaiian, so I might do like Hawaiian and a barbecue or a buffalo chicken, or maybe just 2 buff chick if like I know no one else.
You know,
likes
if you know it's a buff, if you know you got a buff chick crowd, I think that's
right.
That's
you
a good
just
way
do
to go.
7 buff chick, and I'd be fine.
I think that would be the best option.
So good,
buff chick is all right. So what I've found in my research here, I've had about 12 minutes of research because this is fresh. This is fresh off.
It's like a high school research paper here.
Yeah, this is real. This is just happened, and it ruined all thoughts I had coming into recording here. The general consensus is about 2 cheese, 2 pepperoni. That seems to be a common.
Right.
4 of these pizzas on most people's order are cheese and pepperoni.
Those are the staples.
Yes.
That's the flour and sugar in the pantry.
Exactly. And then typically what I'm finding is there's 1 other meat, be it sausage, bacon.
I was a big
beef.
Sausage on pizza guy, but obviously I went out the window. But
There's 1 veggie. Actually, I'll say there's 1 veggie, whether it be literally just a supreme, a specific veggie. Same as meat. It's either I'm getting meat lovers or some specific meat.
Right.
And then I'm getting a specialty pizza.
Is that like the Hawaiian?
The Hawaiian, the buffalo chicken, gotcha. The barbecue chicken. That is how this, it's usually 2 cheese, 2 pep, 1 veg, 1 meat, 1 special.
Calling it pep instead of roni is just a wild thing to do there, bud.
one thing at a time. So let's go through, I'm just going to go through some of my poll results. So for me, I'll give you mine. I'm going 2 cheese, 1 pep.
Ooh, 1 pep.
1 pep, 1 sausage, 1 bacon.
Okay, you got the sausage in there. Okay.
I'm going to do like a, I would probably do like a supreme in a.
Like a veggie supreme?
In a Hawaiian.
Like a,
yeah.
Like a meat supreme or something?
I think that's just more of a meat lovers.
Okay.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, I'll probably do some sort of veggie.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then probably like a barbecue chicken, I think. Or no, a Hawaiian.
I love Hawaiian pizza.
That's what's going to be mine. I'm going to go 2 cheese, a pep, a sauce, a bake, and then a Hawaiian and a supreme.
When you say pep, I think peppers, not pepperoni.
Well, I'm talking pepperoni.
I don't know that.
That is one of
another veg.
That is one of my favorite pizza. My favorite pizza. What's your favorite pizza?
I like barbecue chicken or buffalo chicken. Buffalo chicken.
All the chickens are great.
Yeah,
I'm huge right now into bacon and banana pepper.
I'm not a big banana pepper guy.
Oh, dude! Once you go down the banana pepper,
or is it the peppercini?
They're the same. They're one and the same, I believe.
Okay. I don't know if it was just the
one's just cut up. Is that
just the difference?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
They're just pickled peppers.
Pickle pepper.
There's pickle peppers in my brother.
Pizza.
Dude, Hunter got so mad at me the other day because he was talking about pickles, and I was like, anything's pickles if you pickle it. This pepper, and I pulled out a jar of banana peppers. I was like, these are pickled peppers.
Correct.
And then, he was like, well, yeah. Where he got mad, I was like, you could call these pickles if you wanted. Technically, it's correct.
Ooh. It's pickled, but I think pickles
are just pickled
cucumber.
It's just a pickled cucumber.
But I think
they're all pickles.
Pickle. Like, if I Googled pickle.
Listen,
what to come up with a definition of
a pickled pepper is a pickle.
Oh boy,
we're not getting into that
the
one.
Alliteration
just yet.
Episode.
All right, so let's go through some of these results here. Old Rat Boy Poitras said he'd go 3 cheese, 2 pepperoni, 2 separate specialties.
Okay,
I think fair. Black Taylor. I think he has a very good one. It's pretty much what I got. Hawaiian, two cheese, pepperoni, veggie, meat lovers. And then he says, last one based on people, but average would be a barbecue chicken.
So
he's saying like a group-wide specialty.
Yeah, you touch on everyone's favorites.
Yes. Hunter, I got Hunter in on this one.
Well, he's drunk as fuck.
He is drunk in a parking lot playing cornhole in the Villages.
that here. Why do you go down to Florida for
dude,
that?
They drove to Florida.
That's wild.
His whole family got a van and just drove to Florida. I think there's 9 of them.
Ridiculous.
Which I can't talk because my family literally got a van last February and drove from LA to San Francisco, but same.
Well, that's fun. Like, that's up the coast.
That's true.
It's like opposite side of the country.
All right. The little idiot said 2 pepperoni, 2 cheese, 2 supreme, wild move.
2 supreme?
2 supreme's a wild move. I'll say
that's a half a pizza, probably. You don't even need a whole pizza.
Yeah, you need a half
time.
Supreme, half meat. Yeah. I think you could get away with it.
Well, you can't put the meat and the veg in the same
box. That's true. You might have someone who's Christianity against him. And then he had a Hawaiian. And then I go, okay, I'm not. He's the first one I ask. I go, okay, I'm not crazy. I'm creating a poll, getting data. And then he goes, is that what you thought and what you said? Like, he replied to what he said, thinking I would have the same.
Oh,
results. Oh. I was like, no, yours is done. Dumb. And then he goes, it's 3 standard pizzas and no traditional one, which does not make sense.
3 standard pizzas. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that like the cheese and roni?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We got big money cash, Christian Ash. He says extra cheese. I think his is kind of sus. It's a kind of a weird one. Extra cheese, pepperoni. Sausage and beef in one.
Like,
it's not a fan.
I don't think I've ever had that.
And he says mushrooms.
Gross.
Veggie.
Yeah.
Pepper and onion and bacon.
Pepperoni and onion?
No, peppers and onion.
Meh. I like onions, but usually
I think bacon's getting slept on in these polls because I think a bacon pizza is a necessity at every group order.
Bacon, while delicious, I think is overrated compared to sausage on breakfast foods like sandwiches.
Yep.
And pizzas.
We actually got real data and like blind data from Meter. He goes, my brother's doing this for Christmas like right now. He's getting 1 cheese, 1 margarita, 1 pepperoni.
I fuck with margarita.
1
pizzas.
Veggie, 1 buffalo chicken, 1 barbecue chicken, 1 spinach and mushroom. That's a good combo. That's like a known
spinach
combo.
And mushroom.
Yeah,
I'm not a mushroom guy.
That's a standard combo. I think that's a great spread.
That is good
because you got like 1.5 cheese. You got cheese, and then you got like deluxe cheese with the margarita.
The cheese is like a palate cleanser for after
specialty pizzas you had. Dude, you need a cheese.
Yeah, it's like the beer after you have like 3 like vodka sodas or something.
It's true. Listen, you're talking me back into 5 cheese, 2 beef, dude. You need 2 slices of cheese to cleanse your palate after your 1 beef.
Well, just 1 would do, but if you want to go 2, go for
well,
it.
Well, if we're going to eat all these pizza. And then he says, for a blind party, I would do 2 cheese, 2 pepperoni, 1 mushroom, 1 bacon, 1 Hawaiian.
That's like you don't know who's coming?
Yes.
Mm. I feel like mushroom's kind of
That follows mine. We got the results from the pizza man himself now, Adam Simmons.
Okay. He will put this to bed.
He says 3 plain, assuming cheese.
No, just dough and sauce.
Yeah. He says 2 with meat, either roni or sausage.
Okay.
He says 1 white.
I love white pizza. Yep. So good.
And he says 1 fun one with crazy shit, a.k.a. buffalo chicken or something else.
That's wild. So wild.
Apparently, everybody's on the same
wavelength?
Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, 5 cheese, 2 beef doesn't really bother
5
me.
Cheese, 2 beef.
Does not bother me in the slightest. I understand your gripe.
Listen, while I'm getting all this nice data, when 5 cheese, 2 beef walks into my door,
I'm not going to be mad.
I'm going to be pretty pumped. We got some more results, though. We got Ben, the angry motherfucking dad. Wild results.
With his, like, bricks and nails.
I thought his would be around what it was, and yeah. He says 4 pepperoni.
Okay. So no cheese, 7 beef.
1 cheese. All right, so 4 roni, 1 cheese. And then he said 2 combs, which I'm going to guess is combo.
Combs.
Some sort of meat combo.
Some sort of hair product?
Yeah, some sort of meat combo, I'm going to guess, is what
okay,
he means.
Right. Like a meat lover, I'm assuming.
He's an animal. Yeah, I would say two meat lovers or two Supremes or one of each.
Four-oni, one cheese.
Four-oni, one cheese, two meat lover.
Wild. I love it.
And that's why he's had four heart attacks. Chris Wutzke chimed in. He said, couple pepperoni, couple specials, maybe a margarita.
No cheese?
Says, usually I order one pizza, and that's pineapple jalapeno.
That sounds bomb. Ooh, that's really acidic, though.
I had one of those last week at work. It was just left over.
From the calf?
There's pizza all the fucking time.
Okay.
Especially during the holidays.
I haven't worked in the office.
That's
like
fair.
Two
You're
years.
A work at home boy. A lot of pizza just laying around.
Gotcha.
A lot of Mike's pies getting eaten. So much Mike's pies getting eaten.
Mike's pie.
Margarita's making a strong run.
I totally forgot about that. It's so good.
I think that's all right. I think that's all the results I got.
Gotcha. I like it. I like the data you got. I want you like a spreadsheet, have some bar graphs.
Yeah, we gotta find out what the
the league mean.
We got to find out what the world split is. All I know is our what? Split.
Do we not have
is
tiers
five
of
cheese, two
topics?
Beef? We could do tiers of
change
topics.
It up right quick.
We might change it up
because the tier for holidays is kind of sus.
Listen, the tier of holidays, I think, let's pizza topping tier. Let's see. Have we done pizza topping tier?
I always type in pizza, and Pizza Hut was the first thing that rolled up.
We got to switch it up a little bit. We might have to. We'll at some point, we will do a pizza topping.
Pizza toppings? It's not loading. Yeah.
Trash.
It looks like it's trying to anyway.
It is. All right. We're going to stick with holiday tiers.
All right. I don't understand what these logos are. Exactly. It's backwards.
Why do they have it backwards? All right. We're going to switch it. Also, there's things are stupid.
I mean, most wanted real time is fine.
It is. Yeah. It's just them saying Christmas is the top.
I think bottom should just be not a holiday.
Trash. Finally, the bottom tier is
do away with.
It's just five cheese, two beef, or two hamper.
Is two beef another tier? Hampberg.
I spell hamper. Here we go.
Hampberg.
All right, five cheese, two hamburg is our hell tier.
I can hardly wait. What day is this again? That's actually pretty funny.
All right, what do we name the tier? Welcome to Tears Day, everybody. Brought to you by Adam and Eve. Go to adamandeve.com. Promo code PLUNGE at checkout for 50% off and 10 free items, including the romance kit with an item for him, an item for her, and the item for the both of you to enjoy together. Also, 6 free movies and, the kicker, free shipping. 50% off and free shipping is worth it in itself, and they're going to send you some like fun stuff. Get in there, code PLUNGE, PLUNGE. I just used it yesterday. Get in the fun stuff.
Get your fuck on.
Dude, when I use it, it's fun because it's really like it's 75% off because of our cut.
Also, if anything doesn't have free shipping, it's just a real pain in the ass.
Dude, you need the free shipping
it's
nowadays.
It's ridiculous.
You ever buy something? Yeah, you buy something and you're like, oh, I forgot shipping. Have you ever had to ship something now, like lately?
I have before.
Shipping sucks on its own.
You're just waiting in line at like UPS or something?
Yeah, it's expensive. Yeah. So expensive.
Well, it
to
depends
ship.
What are you shipping. True.
Even like shirts, like for our plunge shirts, you know the bitches, because those like XLs and up, they clock in at like 1.06 pounds.
Instead of
that. And then you're in that next fucking tier.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You gotta like lift it off the scale a little bit when they're weighing it.
I say we just call it specialty pizza.
Using pizza terms.
All right, the specialty pizza tier is the elite tier. Let's just go good, not great. Gets the job done.
Gets the job done. Should the next one down be like, standard? Why do we celebrate? Standard.
I'll like, what do we call
government?
No, because some government ones are good.
Like what?
Labor Day?
Eh.
Great holiday.
It's nice to have, but it's
Memorial Day.
I get it. That's to celebrate the troops, or the
that's the troops of the government, my brother.
Yeah,
we are a militia. I'll take it.
I'll take it. Yeah,
I'll take works. The day off. Yeah, like thanks
for the day off.
Thanks for the day off. There we go. pass. And then 5 cheese, 2 hamburgers is our special spot in hell. Whatever, I assume this is like baby shower.
I thought that was New Year's.
Oh.
Because like baby New Year's.
Oh, see, it's just a sign that says baby on board. I'm going to take this as baby shower, and I'm putting it right in 5 cheese, 2 hamburgers.
Haven't been to one, but I completely agree.
Yeah, they're the worst. Especially when you're a guy who's forced. I've been to a few where like it's supposed to be the girls.
Right.
But whether either the girls like don't have a ton of friends, or it's like a first baby and they don't really know what they're doing.
Right.
I've ended up at a few. They're the worst. Everyone's like, guess how much it'll weigh? And how big do you, I don't care.
It's, where's the cornhole outside? Give me some beers.
I do play cornhole at those.
Right. Like, you need something for it.
I'm big into Groundhog lore.
I know the Punxsutawney Phil.
Dude, Punxsutawney Phil and Phyllis. I went into a bit of a.
I forgot about Phyllis.
I went into a bit of a rabbit, a groundhog hole.
Yes, you did. It's not a
we don't
off,
get
though.
A day off, though.
It should be. Give me the day off.
Thanks and or give me. Or give. There we go. Thanks for the day off or give.
I don't think hit save on it, that.
I don't think I can hit save, but it's fine. I think it might be
is there
too
a
long.
Character cap? Okay.
I have a way to fix this.
Just a new tier?
Thanks for the day off.
Ah, put the number 4. Yeah. Oh, not 47.
Thanks for the day off. Good tier. What the fuck?
I guess those are like special characters. Pass.
It might be special characters. It might just be that it's like started and doesn't want to.
Oh, maybe.
Let's add a row and see if it takes.
Yeah, it used to be like should be a day off.
Thanks for the day off. Okay. It just was not cooperating. Cool. All right. I think this goes low thanks for the day off.
I agree.
I fuck with Groundhog Day. Arbor Day. Where are you putting Arbor Day?
What the fuck is that?
I think it's just a day for trees. I think it's 5 cheese, 2 hamburg.
Sure.
Wait, what are you thinking?
I don't know what the fuck it is. So I can't judge it.
Dude, Arbor Day.
Arbor
it's
Day?
Literally just a day for trees. It's like 4 days after Earth Day.
Why not just bundle it with Earth Day?
Listen, that would be too easy.
Give me the 2-for-1 special, baby.
Christmas specialty pizza.
Absolutely.
Christmas is the specialty pizza. It's the specialty pizza.
I agree.
The undoubted specialty pizza.
I think 4th of July is up there as well.
I think 4th of July is also up there, and I think another specialty pizza, I saw it earlier. Where is it? It's Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a specialty pizza.
Yeah, it's like the unofficial stuff.
The Holy Trinity. I can't. Oh, here we go. Memorial Day is the Holy Trinity of happiness with Christmas. These are the specialty pizzas. Mm-hmm. These pizzas are costing you $19.99, and you're paying that with a smile on your face. Bastille Day.
Is that a French thing?
That is the day, I believe it's the day World War I ended.
I mean, if that's true, that's a pretty good day.
I believe it's the day they like marched to the Arc de Triomphe and it ended. The Arc de Triomphe. I'm seeing a lot of Arc de Triomphe in here. It's the common name given in English-speaking countries to the National Day of France, which is celebrated the 14th of July each year. Let's see what it's all about. The French day is the anniversary of the storming of the Bastille. In the French Revolution.
Storming doesn't sound very good.
Listen, as someone, I'm historically anti-French. Pass. What are your thoughts?
I mean, the French owe us a lot.
Yeah. I guess at that point, they hadn't quite yet.
At the French Revolution?
Yeah.
When was that?
It was like 1789. We are dealing with our own revolution.
Yeah, they can pound sand.
pass or five cheese two hamburger?
We could say a pass. All right, that's all fine. Right. I won't knock him down too
all
far.
Right. Veterans Day? That's thanks for the day off.
Pretty sick, yeah.
You think it's good, not great, or thanks for the day off?
Well, I don't get the day off. It just happened to on this.
We get Veterans Day off.
No, we do not.
What?
It happened to be on a Friday this year.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wild.
All right, I think it falls into thanks for the day off with the question then.
Yes.
Yeah, we can't pass the veterans.
Exactly.
We can't pass on the troops.
No way.
What is Boxing Day? Is that the day after Christmas?
Yes, I think it's a...
And why? Why is it?
I don't know. I think it's a UK or Canadian thing.
Boxing Day is celebrated after Christmas Day, occurring the second day of Christmastide. What?
That sounds sick.
It originated as a holiday to give gifts to poor people. It seems like a greed holiday. Now, I'd prefer Christmas Eve, because I think Christmas Eve is also a specialty pizza.
That's true. I think of Christmas as like 3 days. It's the 24th through the 26th.
I've never looked at it as the 26th.
Well, I do because the fiance and I, like, on Christmas Day, we would go to our respective families.
Yep.
And then we would, like, kind of meet up
okay.
at night, and then we would do our presents.
Okay, that's fair.
Plus, also, if you travel all day on Christmas Day, like a lot of people do, the next day is when you actually get to use all, like, your presents.
That's true. It's Unboxing Day.
That's true. It is unboxing, yeah.
I still think Boxing Day is a pass.
Yeah, I'm fine.
If we're looking at Christmas as just the whole thing.
I mean, I feel like I get the day off after Christmas all the time, so.
True. Very true. Thanksgiving, is that a specialty pizza or is it good,
for
not
me,
great?
It is. I know you hate Thanksgiving.
I don't hate Thanksgiving. I like the food. It's always mid when made by people. Yeah. But
certain individuals.
Yeah.
But I love it. Just like football in the morning with the boys.
That's true. It is a good, all right. I'd say it's low specialty pizza. It's the barbecue pizza. It's very good.
Don't knock a barbecue.
No one's complaining, but like, I mean, you're eyeing that buff chick. You're eyeing that, like,
it's true.
You're eyeing that Alfredo, like
that white sauce pizza.
Yeah. The former Columbus Day, now Indigenous Peoples Day. Thanks for the day off.
Love the renaming.
Is that a knock?
It sounded like a knock.
Oh shit. All right, we're gonna pause. We're gonna pause real quick. All right, we're resuming. We're back. Kyle's here now.
Woo! Hello,
Kyle.
Can
is Mike?
Can you hear me?
All right, we're doing a lot better now. Oh, Kyle, you are able to be heard.
We're in action.
We're here. We're ready to go, and we're continuing the tier. Kyle, you're also part of. We're gonna talk you through.
God. We're getting tossed in. Oh,
yeah,
I love
we're gonna
it.
Talk,
I love it.
We're gonna talk you through the tier list. We're doing a tiers
this
of holidays.
Yes.
Now
dude.
Our tiers listing. It's a little bit obscure, so you're gonna have to bear with me. We're gonna have to tell you about it. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So the standard S tier is actually now specialty pizza, based on our previous conversations that you missed about
okay,
five cheese,
okay.
two beef.
Okay.
The second, like the A tier, good, not great.
Okay.
It's a
okay.
good, not great holiday. We have thanks for the day off.
Groundhog Day and Veterans Day.
It's a so, question mark.
That's
yeah,
fucked
the question mark.
Get the day off.
Yeah, the question mark is like just it's something that's like kind of good, but like you might not get the day off. So
okay,
that's
okay.
what we added the question mark in there to be all inclusive.
Okay.
You know?
I feel it. I feel it.
Pass. So, yeah, pass.
You without.
Don't care about
and
it.
And then
okay.
our like hell F tier is just five cheese, two hamburg.
We're assuming baby on board means like
a baby shower.
Birthday shower. Baby
birthday,
shower.
Okay.
So yeah, currently.
Arbor Day. Hey, trees are important too, man.
You want to pass? You can provide
nah,
your input. No, okay.
Nah,
it
to, like, it's five cheese, two ham. It's five cheese, two ham. It just is. Arbor
Dude,
Day.
Cheese.
It just, and it looks right. It just,
yeah.
yeah
it does look
keep
good.
It.
All
right,
so currently we got in specialty pizza, we got Christmas, 4th of July, Memorial Day, and Thanksgiving. We have nothing in good, not great so far. And thanks for the day off. We have Groundhog's Day and Veterans Day. Can't disrespect the troops. In pass, we have Bastille Day and Boxing Day.
What is Bastille Day?
I'm glad you
asked. I'm like assuming French.
It's the yeah. day of celebration of the French Revolution.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
In 1789.
So, okay, they're 4th of July. Cool.
Then we got Baby Shower and Arbor Day in Hell. Five cheese, two hamburgers, sorry. Five cheese, two beef.
I could really pass on Flag Day. I'll be honest.
Okay.
I feel like Flag Day is a pass.
I feel like Flag Day was...
Just, I saw it, and I'm like, that's
where
kind
is
of
it?
A pass. It's top right, like the second to last one.
Pass?
I feel like it's a pass.
I feel like Flag Day was kind of cool, like once in third grade. You were like, these flags
now
are nice.
Like, I forget it's even a thing now.
What's the point of Flag Day?
Flags.
Just celebrating all the different flags, the flags we've had, apparently.
Let's find out.
Was it the flag?
I mean, if it's like global Flag Day, like all the different flags in the world,
I don't think it is.
Okay, if it's just American, that's kind
of
dumb.
Okay, it just commemorates the adoption of the flag in the U.S. in 1977.
Yeah, pass. I don't get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, pass.
Could even be five cheese, two birds.
Put it in the bird.
You think it might be birds?
It's argue. You could debate it 100%.
In the bird.
Okay.
You think it's Cinco Dos?
If Nick goes, yeah, it's Cinco Dos.
It's in the bird.
Cinco Dos. Cinco Dos that flag.
Is it better or worse than Baby Shower? I think it goes right with Arbor Day.
It's an Arbor Day.
Then Arbor Day's got to move up.
Arbor Day is
okay.
Perfect. Perfect. Right. That looks right.
Right down there in Cinco Dos. Ooh. All right, speaking of Cinco Dos, let's go Cinco de Mayo.
Oh,
good,
that's
not great.
Good, not great.
That is good, not great.
Yep.
All right, glad we all agree.
I wouldn't go specialty pizza there.
No, but it's close.
What else do we have there?
Black Friday.
What is the Queen's Platinum Jubilee?
Oh, isn't that like the celebration that they had this year?
Yeah, they had the Queen's Jubilee, right. But I thought that was like a birthday thing, but I don't know what it is.
I thought it was like every 10 years or something. Kind of
let's
what
find,
does it say? I'm sure it'll tell you.
The Platinum Jubilee was the international celebration in 2022, marking the 70th anniversary.
Oh, okay, cool. So it's just like, what would that be equivalent to? In the
The 70th accession.
So when she came into the
yes, movie. Oh, and then there's the sapphire. Okay, so there's the jubilee
is every 10 years.
It's every 5 years because there's the sapphire
and they
jubilee.
Change levels like sapphire.
Yes,
so like it goes up. It's like
what are the levels of jubilee?
I want to know the levels. Oh, dude, that was one of the first things that popped up.
Was it?
What are the different jubilee or levels of jubilee? Something like that.
Oh my God! Yeah. If you put what are the thing is. It knows what we're talking
about.
Yeah,
it's listening.
Damn you, Google.
All right, 25 is the silver jubilee. 50 is all right. So it doesn't start getting real nice till like 50. What? 50.
Why did she get sapphire? What's so special about her?
That was 65.
Oh, that's it. Oh, I didn't
and
see that.
Platinum
one.
Is 70.
I see
so there
it.
Must
I
be
it.
Little in between jubilees.
Okay. Well, is she the longest one in?
Oh yeah, who had the highest jubilee? I wonder. Who did anyone make a diamond level?
I'm assuming it was her.
I mean, who's years. A diamond jubilee kind of person?
It's like camos in Call of Duty.
Yeah, right. Who's at the highest?
He's got the highest jubilee.
Oh, I got diamond jubilee.
Man. Yeah, it is Elizabeth.
Wow,
70 years, 214 days.
Second longest. Was
she ruled from February 6th, 1952.
Holy cow!
The second longest reign was 63 years from Victoria.
Good going, Vicky.
Yeah, so she didn't even get that sapphire jube.
Wow. She didn't hit sapphire.
She just got diamond. She just got
it's
diamond.
Like Pokemon
Do you
games.
Think they had to start making jubilees for her?
So, yeah.
Or did they already exist?
I'm assuming they made like oh shit.
I wonder when
up.
It
we
existed.
And then why did they cheat? Because like they had set numbers for like bronze, silver, gold, diamond, like platinum.
I wonder if maybe she just got to make her own.
She was like, "Give me some jubilee." I'm gonna be honest.
Give me some jubilee.
I'm gonna be honest. I do fuck with the jubilee.
I'm fucking with the jubilee.
I think it's.
Now.
I'm almost.
It's creative. It's creative.
I'm almost. I'm leaning bottom of good, not great.
Bottom.
I think
bottom
I fuck.
For now, it's definitely below Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, I think it's gonna stay at the bottom here. Like all
but
the
it's
things.
Good, not great.
I'm fucking with.
I feel like we're missing a tier, like above good, not great, but below specialty.
Like the Easter tier.
Yeah.
Two toppings. The two toppings.
The two topping tier.
The combo.
The combo.
The combo. Because I feel like you could put a few ones there.
The two topping combo.
I
think Cinco de Mayo is.
Yeah, that's
is
exactly
a two-topping
what I was
combo.
Thinking. I was like, all
I think Easter is a two topping combo.
Yep.
I agree.
Easter lost its spark after it might be the top of two topping combo.
As an adult, I think
I'm still an Easter fan. Yeah,
I think I agree.
After like
what about Halloween? I'm struggling with. Like as a kid, it was probably top tier, but now it's like
as a college kid.
As a college kid, it's also
it's also top tier. So it's like
I think we gotta respect it.
And I don't mind giving out candy. You know, it's
and like Halloween parties, even at this age, they're pretty fun.
I feel like when you have kids too, is when it kicks.
It gets back up.
I would put that two topping.
I think that's also
specialty. It's up there.
Let's make it the king of two topping for now. It's the best two topping.
It is the best two topping.
Cinco,
what else we got?
I had to make sure we were recording. I forgot.
Oh, no.
Birthday. Just your own birthday.
Good, not great.
Good, not great. Yeah, not great. I'm not a huge birthday guy.
I don't want the attention, but I like the stuff.
It's nice.
All right, St. Patrick's Day.
I like cake.
Yeah, I'm not a birthday guy.
You know,
see, I don't. I could care less about my birthday.
I'm not a huge birthday guy.
I don't like other people's birthdays either. I'll say it. No. I don't care about your birthday.
Don't care. We all got one. We get it. We get it. Everyone you see has one. It's not something special.
Dude, that's
if you think about it that way, funny. it loses all
credibility.
It loses any specialty to it.
That's funny.
It's pessimistic. It's sad, but it's true.
St. Patty's Day.
It's not even a day off.
Thanks for the day off?
I bet you people would argue it's too topping, but for me, it's either thanks for the day off or good, not great. One of the two.
I lean thanks for the day off.
I also lean thanks for the day off.
Fine by me. I don't have any qualms.
It's probably better than Groundhog's Day. I'll give it that.
Yep.
No days off after like
it's better than Groundhog's Day.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, that's for me. I love Super Bowl.
I love Super Bowl because that's Penguin Plunge Day.
I'm a big Super Bowl guy. That's.
It might be specialty pizza.
Specialty pizza.
Bottom though, right?
Yeah. It's bottom of special.
But you got Memorial Day is better than Thanksgiving. Really?
I think so.
Okay, but where are we going to put...
Especially Super Bowl Sunday?
Super Bowl Sunday, then. Maybe... it's right up there with Thanksgiving. It's probably right up there with Thanksgiving. Like a Thanksgiving...
I think it might be the king of two... It might be the king of two-topping.
Ahead of Halloween. Ahead of Halloween.
We can iron it out.
Later. Okay.
Yeah,
let's do top of two-topping. What is Souls Day? What on earth?
Is that the... I don't know. You know what? I don't know.
All Souls Day, also called the Commemoration of All the Faithful Departed, is a day of prayer and remembrance of the faithfully departed observed by the Christian denominations on November 2nd. All Souls Day sounds like a shitty Dia de los Muertos. It sounds like they heard Espanol was doing something.
But it's not... nearly as cool or like spirited.
Well, I think it literally is Dia de los Muertos. So
just their own. Just like an English version of it. Good, not great. Didn't excite
Is it
me.
Good, not great?
It's good, not great.
I'd say pass.
Oh.
All Souls Day?
Yeah, I'll pass on
you that. Loving All Souls Day,
Kyle?
You
gotta respect it. You know, they're respecting the dead.
If they said Dia de los Muertos, I would say...
Thanks. Do we get the day off? No, we probably don't. Pass, fine. If we don't get the day off, pass.
Also, the picture's so sad. I don't remember where it went.
Third Christian one. Rock album.
Yeah.
Mercy Me.
I think it's better than Bastille's
All
Day.
Souls Day. That's badass. There's heavy bass, too.
New Year's.
New Year's Day.
New Year's is fun.
New Year's Eve is fun.
Yeah, but I think it's all encapsulating.
All encompassing, okay.
Yes.
I say good, not great, top of it.
Good, not great.
Yeah, which personally.
I think it does kind of go right there with birthday, but I think it's a little better than the birthday.
Which one are you looking at? I'm sorry.
New Year's.
New Year's. Oh, see, I used to like New Year's a lot, but now I'm not a big New Year's person.
Good, not great, right there with birthday?
Good, not great. Yeah, right there with birthday.
And the Jubilee.
It's the same thing. When I was a kid, it's like, oh, New Year's and birthday.
We got two new inputs on our on our pizza thing.
We do?
The Hobie Casual says, two cheese, three pepperoni, two supreme.
Say it again?
Two cheese, three roni, two supreme.
I like that.
It's a little much.
It's a little,
veggie?
But it does cover a lot of bases.
It covers a lot of bases. Mm. I think it is a lot. It's not a lot of spread. I think it could do more spread.
True, you get a little bit different. If you're going to do three pizzas, you might as well, or all those pizzas, you might as well maybe like do a few pizzas and then some, like wings or something. You know,
Ephemios says
I can't be talking.
He says says he can alternate from Poides, which was three cheese, two roni, two specialties. So you can do two cheese, two pep, and three specialties. Mix and match of supremes, meat lovers, buff chick, ranch based on the crowd.
Ooh.
Strong agree.
This man is covering. Yeah, he's getting it.
All right.
Yeah, the general consensus, Kyle, of most people, it was two cheese, two roni, some variation of a meat.
Yep.
Whether it be a sausage, a bacon, a meat lovers,
something like that.
some variation of a veggie.
Of a veggie, perfect. Even if it's just one or two.
Yep.
Just toss it in there.
Yep.
I like it.
In some specialty, whether it be Hawaiian,
buff chick,
barbecue, ooh, margarita.
You can't go wrong with any of those.
Exactly.
How many pizzas would that be?
Seven. So I asked in my survey, it was, you're getting seven pizzas. What's your order? What's your spread?
Also, now I'm really starting to think about this five cheese, two hamburg.
Yeah.
I get five cheese. Everyone likes cheese. Why hamburg? Especially two hamburg.
Well, so this is where it really threw me off. He goes, because then Joe can eat it. Why does he need... Joe can't eat pork.
Well, there's five cheese.
Thank you.
So why does that matter, bro?
Blew the speaker out.
Yes. There we go. All right, I'm back.
Why does that matter then? I didn't think about any of this.
Very loud and in silence.
I'm sorry. I didn't think about any of that when I read the text.
Yes.
Just like, all right, I saw five cheese. I was like, I like cheese. That's cool. But two hamburgers, the most random.
That's what I was joking around. I was like, why are we getting two hamburgers then? We're getting so much to Joe. What about us?
Joe's not going to touch those.
Now Joe has two options, and I only have one.
You have two still.
And
he likes chicken too.
You could get a buff chicken. He would eat that, bro.
You can't eat the hamburger.
You do the math. That's seven pizzas. You could go way more variety.
So many options.
There's a lot more variety. I see why you guys were on this. I'm like staring at that two hamburger.
We were going to come down here.
Something's wrong here.
We were going to come down here and do like a 20-minute tier. And then 10 minutes before that happened,
you got the
five cheese, two beef happened. And I was like, fuck, we're going to be derailed. We are at 50 minutes right now.
Because Hamburg, Joe can...
Joe can eat Hamburg. Yeah, you can eat beef.
Yeah, but why...
Why two? Yeah.
And he can eat the cheese.
Can eat the cheese.
And like...
Confirmed.
And he likes chicken. Like,
I can't wait. Scott's going to be just sitting there eating only hamburger.
Joe is a cultured man. I bet you he enjoys a Hawaiian, maybe. I don't know.
Can't eat the ham.
Oh, that's right. You get some pineapple.
Barbecue chicken, buff chicken.
I bet you maybe some mushrooms.
All the chicken.
I don't know what kind of guy he is. No, I don't know what he kind of... He might like all kinds of...
Listen, we've already dived...
I'm so sorry I'm late to this, but I was staring at it, something's really off about this. Like, the two hamburgers are really sticking out in my mind. Like, why the hamburg?
If you're that set on it, just do seven cheese.
Just go cheese.
If you're
just flat out cheese.
If this is a money...
Or pepperoni. Everyone
uses pepperoni. If this is like a money thing, you're like, I can't do topic. Okay, seven cheese.
Seven cheese.
You're showing that you're open to variation.
But it's got to be hamburger.
It's two beef.
The two beef, dude.
Cinco dose is getting me every time.
Cinco dose, baby. Cinco dose.
Awesome. I think that's the episode title.
Cinco dose.
It's a little Easter egg for you.
Speaking of which, Duolingo. I started doing a little Spanish on there.
Oh, you can get on our family plan if you want.
I'd love it, dude.
I do it every night.
I do it every night.
I'm up to the Emerald League.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
I got second place in the last league I was in. But that was only the second league I was in.
Silver? All right.
Yeah, something like that.
You're going for that Platinum Jubilee.
Yeah, I'm using it. Platinum Jubilee, baby.
Duolingo. All right, voting day. Pass.
Oh, yeah,
that's the true thanks for the day off.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's the definition of thanks for the day off.
Number one.
This is voting. The anniversary. I think the anniversary is pretty good.
But it's a good thing. I feel like it's... I think an anniversary
is usually pretty good. There's usually, maybe not a gift, but there's usually a trip of some sort.
Maybe see a movie.
I see movies every day.
God,
I've been single for a while, man. I don't know. It's been like, hey, let's see a movie.
You're gonna have elevated.
I just like to see movies.
You're gonna have elevated sex.
Elevated.
That doesn't mean physically elevated.
Hopping on a plane.
Yeah, you're gonna have elevated sex. I think it's
good, not great.
I think it's good, not great.
Mine in the theater.
Depending how in love you are,
is within like 10 days of Christmas. So I kind of fucked myself on that. So it kind of falls in the umbrella.
When are you getting married? Oh, you're fucking yourself with your wedding, too.
Could go two-topping.
Yeah.
Could go two-topping.
We can just do a trip on the weekend or something.
That's true. Nikki Thanksgiving, man.
Man, I've really been out of the game. I'm like, y'all going trips and everything. I'd be like,
you guys going to the movie?
Let's get a pizza and a movie.
Going to see Avatar 2?
Broncos attack. Oh, man.
Maria Rambo's attack.
Oh, I gave that one to Hunter to destroy. Then that we must have found a different one.
Yeah, motherfucker.
9/11.
There's a few of these I'd feel really bad putting in any really bad tiers.
That's a conflicting report.
It needs its own tier.
Is its own holiday. Like, why are they calling that Patriot Day?
We're going to add a row.
There's certain rows that like I don't really want to like put low.
We just have the
salute.
We just have the parentheses salute tier.
Salute.
Yeah, that works.
Beautiful.
No. Thanks.
No.
For the
oh, yeah, thanks. Okay. Oh, yeah. You're right. What were we putting there?
9/11.
Isn't like National Remembrance Day or something instead? I don't know why it's called Patriot Day.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think
it's a bad logo.
Yeah. President's Day, is that salute?
That's a day off.
Yeah.
That is a day
that's
off.
That's like voting day, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that feels like a voting day. Martin Luther King Day,
enough,
that's a salute.
Oddly enough, yeah, I was about
that's
to say,
a salute.
I think Martin Luther King Day is a salute.
That's a salute.
Or is that thanks for the day off?
It's kind of
that's
both.
Salute.
Yeah, I salute both, man. But Martin Luther King
Day. That's true. I think everything in salute is kind of a, it's like a verified thanks for the day off.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. It's like you're really thankful. Not the other one where you're like, nah, thanks.
Yeah, true. Labor Day should be thanks for the day off, but just a different tier with a period at the end.
Thanks for the day off. Boom.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks because it's like the end of summer.
Oh, I think Labor Day is one of the best. It's,
no,
it's
good holiday.
It's the end cap.
It's good timing.
It's the Memorial Day, too.
Yeah.
It's the second Memorial Day. I'd say it's good, not great. I'd say it's either good, not greater. Yeah, no, I think it's better than I think it's better than New Year's. I'd say it's probably bottom of two topping combo.
I agree with that.
Fine by me,
Kyle.
Oh, below Easter?
Yeah.
Oh
below
yeah.
The Jubilee. I mean, come on.
Well,
no, the Jubilee's in good, not great.
Yeah.
Come on, Nick.
My bad.
We can always go.
April
back,
Fool's but. Day.
Pass.
Pass.
Yeah.
April Fool's Day was sick once.
Yeah, like one time.
Dude, you got that quarter? You put that lead on that quarter, and you were a fucking menace. You ever do the quarter?
Wait, you light, like you get it hot?
Oh, no, you draw a pencil around the edges of the quarter, and then you roll it on someone, essentially.
Oh.
Yeah, it's no.
I saw someone super glue it to like a vending machine.
I think Griffin's dad got me on that one time, I think.
That's such a.
Because I remember going to Griffin's house one time, and I was like rolling a quarter on my nose, and then I went to the bathroom, and there was like a line
on your nose.
Pearl.
All right. Graduation party. I think that's a good party.
It's like
because it's usually all your friends and family,
right?
Like you,
or
like your
separate one for
it
each.
Feels,
yeah,
feels kind
of. There's usually a lot of money.
Maybe a little better than birthday because it's just one.
There is
or
one.
Two.
It is. It's an
you know,
actual
like high school, college.
It's
you know?
A true celebration. You did something.
Yeah, exactly.
So like,
yeah, it's not like everyone.
Yeah,
has it. And,
yeah,
you know,
only
and
like
it's
half,
your specific
yeah.
day. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's definitely above a birthday.
But I think it's still
it's
a
like
good,
a real
not great.
What a birthday should be, motherfuckers.
All right.
You earned it.
I think that is perfectly
between.
Or like
the military between, graduation kind
is that
of thing?
Between New Year and birthday?
Above,
is it above
yeah.
New Year? I think it's like dead set.
I feel like it's
but the more I'm looking
New
at anniversary,
year.
I think that I goes slightly below.
One more back. Right there.
Yep, above okay. Birth. So now
yeah.
it goes New Year, graduation.
Anniversary,
birthday.
Birthday
Jubilee
is my favorite. Birthday Jubilee is my favorite.
Birthday Jubilee.
That
rolls off the tongue.
Just the idea of a birthday and Jubilee being
let's, as to be sensitive, let's just make a...
Don't celebrate.
Yeah, just don't celebrate it.
Oh, don't celebrate your birthday.
Or, yeah, we. I might put birthday in there. You're not wrong. Let's make that.
I should make an excused class.
Like, it is, yeah. It's just like, hey, we don't celebrate it.
Like I don't know what Shavuot
Rosh
is.
Rosh Kahan.
Don't know what it is.
That's why we need.
We
Joe.
Should Google this shit.
Ramadan. Don't celebrate it.
No.
Kwanzaa.
Don't celebrate Kwanzaa.
Saw that.
Eid al-Fitr. Don't celebrate
yeah,
it.
See, I don't know some of these.
I can't see what this. I think it's another.
That's
I,
really tiny.
That looks a different. It's a variation of this one.
What
I think.
Is Shavuot?
Yom Kippur. We don't celebrate.
Nope.
What is Yom Kippur? This
holly?
Sounds familiar. I feel like I know that.
Holly
something holly.
I don't know what.
So
holly
we cleared
is.
Up. Shavuot.
Yeah. What is Shavuot?
Shavuot.
Is that, what is
let's look it up.
Just is this just weird? I shouldn't say weird, but like
Shavuot. It's an Ashkenazi usage. So this is the This is the Jewiest Jew.
This
holiday.
Is very
It's the sixth day of the Hebrew month of Sivan in the Bible. Shavuot.
Is that the league? That's a very specific holiday.
That's the league thing. Shibbos.
Oh, what?
Shiva. Yeah.
Shiva.
Sitting
Shiva. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
What are the traditions?
That's very
I'm not curious.
Specific.
You go to the synagogue to hear the Ten Commandments, have a festive meal of dairy foods, and you stay up all night to learn the reading of the Book of Ruth. This sounds like the worst. I might put this.
It doesn't sound fun.
I might put this in.
I don't want to disrespect religion, but that doesn't sound fun at all.
I don't want to disrespect religion, but this might go in Cinco Dos.
How often do people like still do this? Is how
annually?
So they still do this,
dude. On the sixth day of the month of Sivan.
Wow, I've never heard of that. Yeah. But I don't celebrate. I'm sorry.
All right.
I mean, we don't celebrate Hanukkah, but.
I do know that Hanukkah's sick, so
Hanukkah
I'm gonna put that
sick,
right
with
dude.
Sick.
I'm gonna
my
two topping or
me how to
or
play
good.
Dreidel when I was a kid. That's so
you have Jewish
funny.
Cousins?
Yeah, I do have Jewish.
Really?
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
Oh,
my mom's sister has two kids, and they're both Jewish.
How about that?
Her husband at the time, you know, the father, they divorced now, but he was Jewish.
Look at that. I think it might be two topping combo.
They showed us how to play Dreidel and everything. Yeah, no, Hanukkah's sick.
Mid two topping combo.
Above Cinco, yeah.
Above Cinco.
I think right below Cinco.
Really?
I feel like it's, you know, like an Easter-y
like
thing.
It'd be like easy specialty pizza.
Oh, I agree.
Obviously, if I was Jewish, it'd be like Christmas, but like I'm not Jewish, so, you know, for me, I don't celebrate.
That's all right. Let's put it right between Halloween and Cinco de Mayo, which does feel unholy. But
yeah. All right. I feel like that's mean to Easter, I feel like.
Juneteenth. Salute. Thanks for the, salute. Thanks for the day off.
Salute, bro.
Salute.
That's freeing the slaves. Right?
Shavuot, I'm putting in Cinco Dos. All right, but
this man,
listen,
we just don't celebrate it.
What is Sweetest Day?
Is that like Valentine's Day?
Sweet, maybe people who
I say it's October.
Sweetest Day
celebrated in the Midwest and in Florida. Share romantic deeds of expressions and acts of charity and kindness.
Don't celebrate.
Pass.
I don't. Yeah, that sounds like a really.
Because this one we have.
Valentine's
this one we
Day.
Have.
Yeah.
It's just pass.
Speaking of which, Valentine's Day. The real Valentine's Day.
Pass. I feel like it's wrong to put it not where anniversary is, but like.
Salute.
That means something.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's just like a commercial thing to like.
It is just. You get Cinco Dos?
I think Cinco Dos.
It looks right.
It does look right.
It looks right. Right next to Flag Day. It looks right. Yeah.
Put the baby up. What is April 15th? Is that tax day? Fucking
fuck that. That's top tier.
Cinco Dos, dude. Cinco Dos. Indigenous Peoples Day. That salute.
Wait, what is that?
New row. Thanks for the
what day? What day was that?
It's Columbus Day.
Columbus Day.
Oh.
So they're
well, to be fair,
it was smart. Oh, they rebranded it.
Yeah, it's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Oh, that's way better. Yeah, that's way better. Salute.
Mardi Gras.
I hear it's sick. I haven't been.
Good, not great?
See, if I went, it'd be probably
there,
top tier. I've never been.
Is it good?
It's good.
It's probably great? Top tier. I've never been.
But I didn't go. I wasn't there for Mardi Gras.
Oh, okay.
Big distinction. New Orleans does not equate to Mardi Gras.
Yeah, no, there's a big difference. Yeah. I feel like if I've ever been there, it'd be specialty pizza.
It's got to be with Cinco, right?
See, I've never been.
I think it's got to be with Cinco.
I like Spanish.
In theory, it has to be with Cinco, I think. There's party holidays.
Party holidays.
All right.
For
Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Well, same tier.
Salute.
For the Cajuns.
Salute, dude.
Shout out to the moms and dads.
Salute.
Shout out to the moms and dads.
Yeah, that's a salute.
I think it's got to be top. Mother's Day above Father's Day, I think.
Taylor would have some impact.
And then Black Friday. Pass.
It used to be cool.
It used to be cool when you could shop out. Yeah. I think that was fun.
Everyone, you just shop online.
You don't have do have the day off, but not because of this.
Right.
I think it's a pass.
I work in retail and it was busier this week than it was on Black Friday.
It's a pass.
So Black Friday is just nothing.
Is it Cinco Dos? Pass.
Yeah, you can get some decent deals. It's pass. Yeah. I mean, it's
all right.
I think
it's better than Sweetest Day.
Because Sweetest Day, I didn't even know it existed.
Might be better than. Yeah. All right, let's go through. It's better than April Fools.
Oh, I haven't asked. What's Boxing Day?
Boxing Day is the day after Christmas.
For does the U.S. celebrate it?
Yeah, for charity. It's just
I didn't know that was
like
a thing.
Day.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. It seems like a Giving Tuesday.
Belated gifts.
All right, that's so. Let's go through. We'll wrap this
there's
up
one,
now.
There's one more, isn't there?
It's another Boxing Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
more boxes.
Yeah, we already have Boxing Day. Gotcha. All right, so specialty pizza. We have Christmas, 4th of July, mm-hmm. Memorial Day, Thanksgiving. Do we think anything goes up or down, or it gets adjusted in the order?
I'd put Thanksgiving over Memorial Day, just because you get football all day.
I was thinking that, too.
Okay. All right.
I'm really starting to argue for Super Bowl being specialty pizza. I'm just such a sucker for Super Bowl Sunday. But being top tier at two topping combos
it's
not
like
bad at all.
February
I'll take it all day.
Except there's only one football game.
I think if
that's
you
true.
Had the Monday off, and it's it would be specialty pizza, but
yeah,
you don't.
You don't have the Monday. True.
It is
true.
Just
if
a
it
Sunday.
Was a national holiday, they yeah. gave you that Monday off.
But it's not.
They good call. Have, keep it at two topping. You could totally convince me with that one.
All right.
That got me.
To have President's Day right after.
Right? Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Two topping. We have Super Bowl Sunday, mm-hmm. Halloween.
Good.
Hanukkah.
Good.
Mardi Gras.
Good.
Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to move Cinco above Mardi Gras.
I feel bad about Easter, but
I agree.
Yeah, that feels right.
Yep.
Easter, Labor Day. Do we think these move up like to Halloween level? That might be.
No. I like the way it was, honestly.
Do we think Easter moves up?
I feel bad for Easter. You know, I don't know why. Like, I don't have like a real argument for it, but I do feel like Easter deserves some.
I think they go above the parties.
Again, I think Easter is like when you're a kid and then when you have
That's so true.
In between, it's like I'm eating
people,
a meal with my
family.
Family
thing. Yeah. For me, it's just that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, I feel like, you could definitely swing me lower, but I don't mind where it is.
Sorry, what was that?
Does it March Madness happen during Easter a lot? Not like consistently.
Does that? Do we account for that? Because I would throw.
No, I honestly.
If we account for
in itself, I'm taking the opening weekend of March Madness in itself as like top of two topping, maybe specialty pizza.
That's specialty pizza.
Yeah, that first week of sports because that week baseball starts. Like
that's the. Big that's a basketball playoffs usually.
Yes,
too.
Hockey playoffs. That's a good week.
It's an awesome time of year.
All right. So now two topping combo. We have Super Bowl Sunday, Halloween, Hanukkah, Easter, Labor Day, Cinco de Mayo, and Mardi Gras.
Good.
The Gras.
I'm staring at New Year versus the party days and if they should switch. Do we think New Year is right and good, not great? I think we're good.
I think it's fine there.
All right, so in good,
I think
not
it's a little bit of burnout after Christmas.
That's true. In good, not great, we have New Year's, graduation, anniversary, birthday, and the Queen's Jubilee.
Yeah.
I think this is just a good standard. This is the the other one is family parties. These are personal.
Yep.
These are personal celebrations.
I think graduation should be above New Year personally.
Yeah, everything else is very family and like social.
True, and these are like these are my days, and, or the Queen's,
and or the Queen's.
The Queen's. In Queen's. Salute, we have Father's Day, Mother's Day, or Mother's Day, Father's Day, Veterans Day, Remembrance Day, Martin Luther King Day, Juneteenth, and Indigenous Peoples Day.
It's flawless.
It's a great list.
It looks. I love Salute.
Salute's a good.
Salute's a good list. I love
you,
that.
Dude,
list.
There's usually a day off. There's you're remembering
a little bit of gifts for your mom and dad, even.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. In thanks for the day off, we have Voting Day, just all of them, President's Day,
all of them,
St. Patrick's Day, and Groundhog's Day. I think that's a good list.
It's a good list.
I think that we nailed that one.
Nailed it.
The day off for Groundhog's Day, that'd be top of that tier right there.
Yep. In pass, we have All Souls Day, which feels wrong.
It feels so bad.
Well, it feels right in its placement. It just feels wrong to say
it
out
feels
loud.
Wrong out, saying out it context, out loud. Yes. Looking
looks,
at it.
Looks
beautiful.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect. Right where it belongs. we have Bastille Day, Boxing Day, Black Friday, April Fool's Day. Sweetest Day is Cinco Dos. I don't know why we agree settle on pass.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely Cinco Dos.
And then
I've never even heard of it.
And then in Five Cheese, Two Hamburg, we have Tax Day, Valentine's Day, Baby Shower, Flag Day, Arbor Day, and Sweetest Day.
I think Tax Day should be at the bottom of that tier.
That's true. It's a trash.
No one trash.
Let's just move Sweetest Day into We Don't Celebrate.
We just do not know you, Sweetest Day.
I think Baby on Board's got to go down, too.
I agree with that.
Bingo.
All right, and that's our tier, people.
Save it. Lock it in.
Salute the tears.
And, Santa's number one. America's that, a close two.
That'll do it for us, my people. That'll do it for us.
It's literally Christmas and then like three like hyper United States like holidays. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like all about United States history.
Listen, those days go hard.
They go hard.
They go so hard.
But that just goes to show you what kind of holidays we enjoy.
They go so hard.
America.
We'll see you guys next week. Shout out to everybody for listening. Thank you all for donating. You can still donate up until Super Bowl Sunday, the two-topping combo holiday supreme. But thank you, everybody, for listening. Hunt will be back next week. We'll be back on a more regular scheduled programming, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.